Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for July 28th through August 3rd, 2012. U.S. presidential candidate Romney's comment in Jerusalem worries the Palestinians, while Israeli human rights groups' report shows more government money for settlers. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank. One journalist was among those injured this week as Israeli troops used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets to suppress anti-wall protests organized in a number of West Bank communities. IMEMC's Kelly Joyner with the details.
On Friday, anti-wall protests were organized at the village of Kufr Kadum in the northern West Bank, in addition to Bilayin, Na'ilin, and Nabi Saleh in the central West Bank. The southern West Bank village of Al-Masara also organized a protest against the wall this week. In Kufr Kadum, Israeli troops fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at the villagers and their international supporters before they left the village. One journalist was lightly wounded as he was hit with a tear gas bomb in his leg. Many others were treated for tear gas inhalation. Troops also fired tear gas at nearby olive trees, setting them on fire. The fire was put out by local youth after destroying a number of trees. In the central West Bank, troops also used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets against Bilayin, Na'ilin, and Nabi Saleh, and their international and Israeli supporters. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation at all three locations. At Bilayin and Na'ilin, protesters managed to reach the Israeli illegal wall, but in Nabi Saleh, Israeli soldiers stopped the march at the village entrance. Elsewhere on Friday, in the southern West Bank, Al-Masara villagers protest, weekly anti-wall. Israeli forces stationed there forced people back into the village using rifle butts and batons. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Kelly Joyner.
U.S. presidential candidate Romney's comment in Jerusalem worries the Palestinians. Meanwhile, Arafat's widow demands an official investigation into her husband's death. IMEMC's George Shmawi has more.
The visit of Mitt Romney, the Republican candidate for the American presidential elections, to Jerusalem was very worrying for many, especially the Palestinians, mainly because of his remarks regarding the deteriorated Palestinian economy and the Israeli settlements in the West Bank. On Israeli settlements issue, the Obama administration had refused to accord Israel blanket approval. Rather, it affirms that the final status of the settlements can only be resolved as part of a mutually agreed peace deal negotiated between Israelis and Palestinians. Yet Romney declared that the settlements issue was a topic to be discussed only between the United States and Israel themselves behind closed doors. He also added insult to the injury when he related the deteriorated Palestinian economy to cultural difference in comparison to Israel's economy, totally ignoring the Israeli military occupation of the Palestinian territories. The Palestinians have become worried about what kind of people Romney is depending on for reporting, if this would be his vision about the most complicated Middle East crisis. Meanwhile, the debt crisis gripping the Palestinian Authority has forced the Palestinian leaders to turn to Israel for funding as it struggles to stay solvent. The Palestinian economy could not survive with the largest of foreign donors. The dependence on foreign aid has been heightened in the past decade as Israeli restrictions on movement and activity in the West Bank and Gaza forced millions of Palestinians into a crushing economic recession. Despite being the source of Palestine's economy decline, Tel Aviv has also become the most dependable source of funding for the Palestinian Authority. Prime Minister Salam Fayyad and Israeli Finance Minister Yuval Steinitz agreed to terms of a new financial agreement to go into effect in January 2013. The new agreement will create a larger monitoring infrastructure to track the flow of goods into and out of Palestine. It will also construct pipelines to deliver Israeli petroleum products to Palestinian markets. This is not the first time the Israeli government has offered to cover the PA's administrative costs, but the new trend is important for the peace process and further negotiations about Palestinian statehood. By agreeing to cover some of the financial burdens of the Palestinian Authority, Tel Aviv is ensuring Palestine's dependence on Israel for its survival. This was the conclusion of the World Bank just last week when it released a comprehensive report on the Palestinian economy. The World Bank concluded that the deepening occupation of Palestine was both hindering economic growth and undermining the future of a stand-all state in the West Bank and Gaza. In other news, Soha Arafat, widow of the late Palestinian president Yasser Arafat, formally requested a French investigation into the death of her husband in a French military hospital in 2004. Mrs. Arafat brought a formal complaint to French authorities on behalf of herself and her daughter Zahwa. The complaint charges assassination following new questions raised by an investigation done by Al Jazeera News. The investigation, in which a prominent Swiss lab detected traces of deadly radiation of polonium-210 on the late president's personal effects, ultimately proved inconclusive and recommended Arafat's remains be tested. The Palestinian Authority has agreed to do so with the permission of the family. According to a statement by the family's French lawyer Pierre-Olivier Sour, the request was an attempt to, quote, establish the truth in honor of their husband and father, unquote. A French judge will decide whether to accept the complaint and open an investigation. So far, French authorities have refused to comment about the circumstances of Arafat's death, citing confidentiality laws. For IMC News, this is George Rishmael.
This week, Israeli forces killed a Palestinian worker and wounded three others at Azayim checkpoint east of occupied Jerusalem. While during invasions targeting West Bank communities, Israeli soldiers arrested 10 Palestinians, including a child. IMEMC's Greg Harrington reports.
On Monday of this week, one Palestinian worker was killed at dawn and two others were wounded when Israeli soldiers stationed at a roadblock east of occupied East Jerusalem opened fire at their car under the pretext that they did not heed soldiers ordering them to stop. Palestinian sources confirmed that the men were on their way to look for work in East Jerusalem. Staying in the West Bank, the human rights group Peace Now, which criticizes the settlements, issued a report this week saying that Israel is spending more on settlers in the West Bank and in East Jerusalem than on the average Israeli resident. According to Peace Now, the Israeli government has allocated 1.6 billion shekels, or nearly $400 million, from its budget this year to be spent on West Bank settlements. The human rights group indicated that this is a 13% increase from last year's spending on settlers. Yariv Oppenheimer, general director of Peace Now.
According to the information that we got, we can see that every year the government invests 1 billion shekel more in the settlements than in the other place inside Israel. We know that the settlers have a very strong political lobby, and they try to push the current government to give them more benefits. And this is one of our motivations to convince the Israeli public that this is against the Israeli interest, and if Israel would like to have a better economy and to support peace, so the best thing will be to cut the budgets coming from the settlements.
The Peace Now report noted that most of the government money that goes into settlements is spent on infrastructure, security, and education. However, the increase in money that the Israeli government is spending on these settlements is matched only by a 4% increase on the population of those settlements. There are 199 settlements in the West Bank on land that was occupied by the State of Israel in 1967. When those settlements expand and develop, the Palestinian landowners suffer due to the consequences. Palestinian researcher Suhail Khalilia, head of the Settlements Watch Unit at the Applied Research Institute of Jerusalem, explains.
The effect that they have on the Palestinian society is immense. The land that falls under the jurisdiction of these settlements comes to about 40% of the West Bank area. Now, when we talk about 40%, we're talking about Palestinian losing agricultural land, losing natural resources, and most importantly, water resources, which is the main element here in the West Bank.
In other news, the Energy and Natural Resources Authority in the Gaza Strip said on Thursday that it had managed to run the Gaza power plant in full capacity for the first time in 6 years. According to the Energy Authority, the plant, which is the only power plant in Gaza, can provide residents with electricity 24 hours a day, as long as there is enough fuel available. The power plant was running with only 25% of its capacity due to the lack of fuel and the damage caused by Israel when it bombarded the power plant in 2006. It took nearly 6 years to rehabilitate the power plant due to the closure. The rehabilitation of the plant was made possible by funds from the Islamic Bank and fuel provided by Qatar through Egypt. For IMEMC News, this is Craig Harrington.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and me, Ghassan Bannoura.